No. Don't click away. It's still me. I'm Halcyon, and this is Hug Nation. Today, I want to talk about my personal manifesto, why a manifesto is important, and why I changed mine. In all of my coaching, I anchor it to this concept of a series of I am statements, a personal manifesto made up of statements about who you are when you're at your best. Now, affirmations is a very common exercise, and I'm a big believer in affirmations in the sense of saying things until you believe them. I am a millionaire. I am, you know, things like that. But the personal manifesto and the I am statements are not so much lofty, dreamy ideas of what you could be. It's really your ideal self. It's who you are when you're at your best. Statements like, I am patient. I notice the small things in nature and the world around me. I look for gifting opportunities. And the idea is that this manifesto is something that you edit and change as you need it. If something comes up in your life and you keep getting caught up in some pattern of thought or a situation, then add a statement that addresses that. If you keep getting caught up in self-judgment, maybe add a comment or a statement that is, I am always growing and my struggles are my path to my growth. And the importance of this document, this tool, is that it becomes your program for your days. Here's what I mean by that. Normally, if I do not look at my I am statements, I wake up in the morning, yawn, and I head out into the day. And then as things happen, as I read something in a Facebook post, as I get an email, as I get a call or a text, or all the inputs of the world, I start to adjust who I am by responding to those things. And I subconsciously become what the world wants me to be. I'm reactive, and my very identity and my goals become influenced by what is expected of me. I start feeling like, what should I do to alleviate this situation? What should I do to please this person? What should I do to fit in here? And then I'm off track. I'm not me. I'm what the world wants me to be. If I instead, as I start my day and I do morning stretches and I look over my I am statements, I get reminded right away of the person that I want to be. And that way, a couple hours later, when something comes up, an opportunity, a decision, a request of me, I've already gotten a few steps in the direction of my momentum, so that when something is potentially against my truth, I can go, you know what? Let me double check and see if I have the bandwidth for that. Or, no, unfortunately, I don't have time for that. Or, step off. You're in my space. Or, actually, you know what? I'll take the next car. I'm gonna sit here and enjoy this beautiful sunshine on this incredible day. So the first on my list of my personal I am statements for years since I started doing this, my first one has been, I am a vessel of love in the world. And I found that to be a really significant tool for me to get that reminder in the beginning of the day, because I have a tendency to jump into problem solver, you know, get things done that need to get done, be productive. But if I precede that with I am a vessel of love in the world, then I can take that with me to all of the things that are asked of me, all the things that I choose to do, and I can have a little bit of success just in being that vessel before I ever get, you know, a request or a decision. And then that can help me to to guide me into what I want to do, or give me peace and alleviate some of the anxiety of like, what should I do here? Like, oh, it doesn't matter, because I'm a vessel of love in the world. And if I bring that into this situation, all will be well. Okay, so that has served me for years. And then this last week, in a yoga class, which I find, I've been going at least 4 times a week, usually more the last 2 months, and I'm really enjoying the process and enjoying the meditative movement where I will spend, you know, 40 minutes in a trance of body direction with no thought. And sometimes then when it gets to time to Vipassana and the last pose of just lying there and allowing, you know, the energy to fill and the healing to come into you and the meditation to just sit there, sometimes that's when my mind starts wandering after almost an hour of stillness. And that happened this week. And so as my mind started to get caught up into the shoulds of the day, I leaned back on my I am statements tool and I said, I am a vessel of love in the world. And as I said it to myself, like another voice said, you are an agent of love in the world. I was like, yes. And all of a sudden, like the soft I am a vessel became this rigid, direct, really powerful, like I felt this in my body, like I'm an agent of love in the world. And all of the things that I've been doing and working on recently that were as an agent of love in the world just kind of came into focus and clarity. And I could see how, ooh, now this statement is a very concise, very efficient way to remind me of so many of the things that I've been working on lately. For example, the Love Warriors group that I lead, that we meet once a week and we share our victories and we share our connection opportunities in the world, trying to be more like who we are at Burning Man or at our best. See how these things are all kind of connected? But what I push myself and others to do is to be actively connecting with people, looking people in the eye, avoiding the temptation to go down to our phones, to keep to ourselves, and be welcoming the connection opportunities, welcoming the possibilities of miracles, welcoming these amazing things that could happen. And as the word agent came in, yes, that's the way an agent acts. Now, I am still a vessel of love in the world. But the clarity and the kind of mission and the purpose behind the difference became really clear. I don't want to be a vessel. I don't want to be a monk on a mountaintop. I want to be an agent. I want to be a warrior. I want to be in the world projecting, pushing, maybe to the point of uncomfortableness, love and connection, creativity, self-expression, authenticity, vulnerability. I am an agent. I'm a warrior. And so as I went through that this week, I was like, oh, this is such a beautiful, I think, illustration of how this tool can work and how it is this living document. It is this living tool that becomes your guide, and then you recalibrate the guide, and you recalibrate the guide, and then you don't need that anymore, and then you move it, and you use it to keep you on track at your best. Because the reality is we are not always at our best. We go on these fluctuations of weakness and strength, remembering and forgetting. And so this personal manifesto that I recommend everybody work on becomes your guardrail when your way gets wobbly. Who are you? Who are you when you're at best? I would love to hear your I am statements, your personal manifesto. I am grateful. I am connected. I am committed. I am an expression of the divine. I am thankful. Thank you. I love you. Thank you for watching. Please hit like and subscribe, and I promise I will be nicer to our cat. Want one of these t-shirts? I've got a bunch of them at lovemorefearless.com. Support me and the work I do with the homeless in the world at patreon.com/halcyon, or go super deep, pinkpath.net, for more on my intense 12-week transformational experience that I lead a small group of people on once or twice a year. Thanks a lot. I love you.